Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Otherwise known as the sharp-dressed man, that's me. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. My website is www.jbsba.com. And I look pretty good in a clean sweatshirt, by the way, folks. I clean up pretty good. They tell me anyway. When you get to my website, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And it comes every Sunday by email. I think you'll like it. It'll help you get ready for the week ahead. And that's what my subscribers tell me, the thousands and thousands of subscribers that we have. Thanks to all of those folks for doing that. And thanks for writing those nice notes and letting us know how much you appreciate that. And I would write a nice note to Phil Harriman if I knew his address, which I've got to get because he's been with us before and he always does a good job. He's with the Million Dollar Roundtable and he's got some financial news to bring us. And some of this news might sound a little scroogey, folks, but we're going to get him to tell us about it anyway. Phil, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back.
Thanks.
Phil, did you know that this is National Stress-Free Family Holiday Month? I'm not making this up, Phil. I'm just reading it off the thing here. This is allegedly, and I can't tell if this was somebody. I don't know if they were serious or not, but this is National Stress-Free Family Holiday Month. How could that be?
Well, maybe it's because the Million Dollar Roundtable has done an in-depth survey of Americans across the country, and we have uncovered some things to help them relieve stress. So perhaps...
Can I set my guess up or what?
That was terrific.
You're the king of segueing, Phil. Thank you for doing that for us. What great production value there. Hey, Phil, you guys have been doing some surveys of how people spend their money, and especially on the holidays. And tell us what you found out.
Well, we found four, I guess, general themes, Jim. One is that holiday spending has already increased from last year's. But Americans need to ask themselves, can they really afford it?
Oh, there's the Scrooge part, folks.
Yeah. Well, let me give you just one example. Consumer spending rose to $8 billion at the malls and stores the day after Thanksgiving.
Black Friday.
You know who
came up with that term, Black Friday?
No.
The guy that was made to go shopping with his wife on that day. He's the guy who came. You know, his buddies were playing golf. He had to go shopping. That guy, he's the guy who named it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the women who see the activities that men get passionate about wonder what they find in it.
Exactly.
I wonder what predominantly women find so satisfying at getting up at 3 in the morning to go stand in a line to get a discount.
It's like they're on a quest or something, like they're looking for the Holy Grail or something, isn't it?
Can you explain that?
No, I'm sorry, I can't. We're going to have to get somebody else to do that.
The second thing we found in our survey, Jim, was that finances are a major source of stress during the holiday season.
Yeah.
In fact, about a quarter of the people we spoke with are relying on money they currently do not have to pay for their holiday spending, which means they're either going to go get a second job, they're hoping that some other family member gives them cash for Christmas, or they're going to go into deep credit card debt.
Yeah. Well, what happens, I guess, is that that they've got all these new financial obligation that they feel for the holidays, and since they haven't done any planning, it's all got to come out of this month's income, which many times is just enough to pay the rent and the food and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and at this time of the year, emotions tend to drive our decisions. It's time to take stock in all of the people who are special in our lives, and the holiday season is a great time to express that. And so we're driven more by emotion than financial logic.
Right.
Unfortunately, January comes, and the financial logic becomes the driving force in our lives, and many times people have put themselves in a financial bind.
Well, what do you recommend that we do? What is Million Dollar Roundtable? I know you guys have some ideas on how we can do that. I guess we're pretty much shot for 2004, right?
Well, I think in terms of your ability to end up in January stress-free, perhaps that is the case. But we're hopefully able to give your listeners, Jim, two trains of thought. First, let's talk about this holiday season. And then next, we'll talk about how to get ready for 2000.
All right. What about this one?
Well, I would say first, give yourself a gift, and that is to have a budget, and write down all the people and relationships that are so important to you that you want to provide a holiday gift. Write them down, and understand who they all are, and get some idea of what you'd like to spend on each of them. Second,
you're talking about a plan, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but
wow, holiday planning! What a novel idea, Phil.
Well, Jim, there's another piece to this planning that you may say, "Wow, I hadn't thought of that." And it's this: when you put together that plan, remember that there are all kinds of additional hidden expenses, if you will, things like holiday wrapping paper, parties that you're going to go to, and you may bring a host or hostess gift,
gasoline.
Gasoline.
This year with gasoline at $2 a gallon, that's got to factor into your budget.
Absolutely. And when you go on those shopping experience and excursions, you're going to take people out to lunch.
Right.
You're going to make donations to various charities. Include those costs in your plan for the month of December.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you need to do is get a realistic view of who's on your list. What are some of these additional hidden expenses, if you will, and then decide how much you have to spend. And at the end of the day, cash is king. It's better to pay for these expenses knowing that they're paid for than it is to put them on a credit card knowing, as we all do, in the back of our minds that January's coming.
If your obligation that you feel does put you into the red, at least this plan will let you let you see how much that's going to be, and let you develop a payment plan. And you know, the good thing about that list, Phil, as we go to a break here, is by writing down the names of all those people you're going to give gifts to, if you can identify is some of them who've been rude to you this year, you just mark those puppies right off your list, don't you?
fruitcake.
You can save a fortune that way. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Phil Harriman is our guest. He's with the Million Dollar Roundtable. He's just like Santa Claus today. Stay with us.
To get on the bus, it takes me to you. I'm so nervous, I just sit and smile. Your house is only another mile.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our friend Phil Harriman from the Million Dollar Roundtable. And Phil is in Portland, Maine, by the way, folks. And Phil, how many feet did you say your front porch was from the ocean?
I am about 50 feet, literally 50 feet.
Golly, do your worst. I'm coming to see you, Phil.
It'll be my pleasure.
I'm
going to
come up there and broadcast my show from your front porch. What do you think?
You're welcome to.
Listen, I can do that, Phil.
Okay.
That's not a threat. That's a promise.
Okay. Well,
I can do that.
Here's the deal. You might want to come up in June or July or August.
Yeah.
And then in November or December. But if you want to be on my front porch next week with temperature about 25 degrees.
Nice and brisk.
Love to have you.
I want to come the 1st of October when the colors change.
Oh, yeah.
When the leaves change. That's when I want to come.
It is absolutely.
How's the lobster the 1st of October?
Excellent.
Okay, I'll be there.
Excellent.
I am there. All right, let's talk some more about some of the information that you guys have had, the Million Dollar Roundtable folks. By the way, before we go any further, tell us about MDRT.
MDRT, Jim, has become an organization that is, I guess it's about 65 countries around the world. We have 28,000 members, and we take pride in being the premier association of financial professionals. And our members are driven by ethics and productivity, and our job is to help people become and remain financially independent, a financial coach, if you will.
Including helping them manage their personal money, like managing their money during the holidays, right?
Yes, helping them prepare for the future, and that's the key, is as we move on life's journey, more and more as we realize that our days of productivity in the workforce will sometime come to an end. We need to build financial productivity so that when we physically no longer can or want to, our financial productivity will take over so we can maintain our lifestyle.
Right. And give us a website, mdrt.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the professional website, but
right.
I think the one that might be more helpful or interesting to your listeners, Jim, is a website we've created for your listeners. It's called soundfinancialplan.com.
Right, soundfinancialplan.com. You've given that to us before.
Word.
I hope you check that out, folks. There's some good tools and resources that you'll find there that'll help you to follow up on some of the things that Phil has been talking to us about. Phil, what about getting ready for 2005? You got some ideas for that? So that we don't find ourselves with all this stress a year from now?
That is perhaps one of the more encouraging things that we found in our survey of Americans. About a quarter of the people we spoke to, Jim, said they have resolved themselves to improving their financial situation in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great news. And it's an indication that people are beginning to realize that they need to be on top of their finances rather than their finances being on top of them.
Right. Well, what are some things that they can do to get ready for that?
Well, first, stay in control of your own finances. When it comes to paying those bills, the most important bill you need to pay is the one to yourself, and that is put some money aside for your own financial needs before you start going off buying for others.
Mm-hmm.
Second, you got to find a way to avoid that impulse buying. Something that looks like it's on sale or no payments due until March of 05,
right.
All those things that seem very tantalizing to take advantage of still have to be paid for. And so our advice is to avoid those impulse buying moments. And develop a plan for 2005 and stick to it. And
what if we take this plan that you've told us to work on for 2004 holiday spending? What if we take that and we make sure that we anticipate what we might need extra in 2005, maybe like even bump it up 10%. Take that number, divide it by 12, and then set aside a little bit every month. What about that idea? I know I didn't originate that idea, but I'm just reminding people. What do you think?
Well, it is the key to success. It's not that people plan to fail, it's that they fail to plan. And if you will set that plan up and stick to it, we all know you have to be a little bit flexible. Things do change, but if you have a goal and a way to get there, you can be very successful at maintaining your financial soundness and taking
right.
The opportunity to share your feelings towards their loved ones during the holiday season.
Well, go ahead.
Also, Jim, along the way, when you have a plan and you have a sense of who's on your list and what you want to spend throughout the year, you may find that bargain, that thing that's truly on sale that you can buy now, set aside in the corner of the closet, and you're already for next Christmas. You've already done some of that shopping when prices are at their lowest.
See, you know what my problem is? I do that. I do exactly what you just said, except I can't wait to give it to them. See, I give things to people all year long. That's my problem. What needs to happen is I need to buy these things and then somebody take it away from me. That's what needs to happen.
Well, maybe another thing that you can add to your approach to gift giving, Jim, is to think about what matters in the lives of the people who you love. And if it's, sometimes it's landscaping, sometimes it's babysitting.
Or it might just be the honor of being with me for a little bit, right, Phil?
That's true, and that's why I'm hoping that you won't mind that I'm going to add you to my list next year.
You got it, no problem. Thanks, Phil. Here, Phil Harriman, ladies and gentlemen, with the Million Dollar Roundtable. That's soundfinancialplan.com. Quick break, right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.